Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to be with you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Ava's here.
I'm here.
I'm Eric. I'm the host. And Don is not here. He's doing something else.
So we're not worrying about Don.
No, it's just us again. And we always love to say that. It's all about us. And we've got an exciting announcement that we're going to be talking about sometime in the show today. So stick around for that. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too.
I'm so glad. It's good to see us. We are here. Good to have all of those out that are listening to us right now, sitting down or driving or doing whatever they're doing.
Enjoying us on a wonderful weekend.
Exactly. Another beautiful, wonderful weekend with who knows what's going to be happening with rain and thunderstorms.
And it's good stuff.
So right after the show, I'm going to try and get out and do some fishing. Had a beautiful experience. You'll love this. So I went and had to replace on my little boat. I don't have my big boat yet. I had to replace my live well pump.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're known to go
out,
yeah. Right? Yeah. So it went bad, and it's a through hull, meaning the tube that you intake water from is part of the actual pump assembly. So it's a hard plastic that you then kind of sandwich in the hull by tightening it down with threads that are part of the assembly. So I did that, and I put the caulking in there, and everything is beautiful. It's not leaking, and I get it in the water, turned it on when I was in my driveway, and worked great. Put it in the water, flipped a switch. Hey, it's pumping water. That's awesome. Turned it off and did some fishing, and I thought, you know, I better fill the live well up, and I'll get some fish. Just anticipating, right? I turn the switch on. I look at the live well up front. Nothing. I thought, what in the world? I go back and open up the back compartment where the live well pump is located, and all I get is this major wafting of burnt electrical smell.
Oh, no.
And then I'm thinking, what's going on? And then I look at, and it's the pump's leaking like the other one was leaking, not the same way, but it was leaking. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So at that point, I was just not
mad.
Happy. Oh, very yeah. Mad, very mm-hmm. Mad and frustrated. And it just shot the whole rest of the day. So I haphazardly went and casted some points in the river, and I said, forget it. I caught some smallmouth and some sheephead, went back, put the boat in the trailer, pulled the cartridge because I love cartridge bilge pump and or live well pumps. And if you ever have to replace one, go with the cartridge. Don't go with a hard mount where if something burns out, then you have to pull the whole thing out. I've always used cartridges. All the really high-end boats use cartridge pumps. Well, I pulled the cartridge pump when I got it on dry land because if you pull it out while you're in a boat, it just water comes in really fast. And sure enough, the whole side of it was melted and the pump was seized up. And there was nothing in there. There was no debris. It was free and clear. I know about that gig. And nope. So now, and this is one of the bummer parts about buying online, the company won't take it back. You've got to return it through where you bought it. So I went through one of the major online retailers. I won't use the name. And I filed that. It was Monday, and I still haven't seen it yet. And I just need the cartridge. So all I'm going to do is pull the cartridge up, put the new cartridge in, make sure that it doesn't leak, and then return it. But yeah, not good.
Sorry you had to deal with that.
But hey, on the plus side, what I ended up doing was smoking some fish. And I'm telling you, amazing. I used a dry brine this time. I used a wet brine last time, the previous time that
I
was smoking
fish. I don't see any
fish. No, it's in my refrigerator. It's in my refrigerator.
Well, that doesn't do me any good.
No, it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. I'm not going to bring it in because I'm not perfected
yet.
No, I'm practical. But I used the brown sugar and kosher salt. Always have to use kosher salt. And it was on lake trout. And the reason I didn't bring it in, it's my experimental one. I was amazed. Most everybody told me, oh, lake trout's greasy. It's going to be, no, ick. I'll tell you what. Awesome. 24 hours at the brine on it, dry brine, and it actually pulled the oil out of it. There was a puddle of oil on the tray that I had this thing brining on, both the salmon fillet and a lake trout fillet. Cleaned it off, put it back in the fridge for another 24 hours. You let it cure. Then I put it in the smoker for about 4 hours. Unbelievable. Not oily. Dry, very just perfect. And the flavor was awesome. So, yeah, it's really kind of crazy. But the biggest thing I found is, and I think most everybody knows, if you think about getting into smoking meat or burgers, whatever it is, I would advise you to go do it. It's the coolest thing ever. I just started doing the smoking thing. I'm not afraid to say where I bought. I bought a Pit Boss. Pricing was awesome. You can get them at Lowe's for $400 and some bucks. It connects to your phone and through your Wi-Fi, so you can sit inside the house.
Right, yeah, you said that you were just watching your
Yeah,
your
and
stuff
I finally
go.
Got everything to connect, and it's absolutely amazing. Between the burgers, they came out great. Everything, it really worked. But the fish thing was the main reason I got it, and it really worked well. So if you got lake trout, and I pulled this up on, what's our favorite site? Meat Hunter, is it Meat Hunter?
Meat Eater.
Meat Eaters, that's right. They said by dry brining, you're pulling moisture from the fish and curing with the ingredients, effectively starting the preservation process. In contrast, a wet brine soaks the fish in seasoned salt solution to ensure it retains moisture during the cooking and smoking process. So lake trout, highly recommend. Go with the dry brine. It's going to give you the best possible outcome, contrary to what everybody says about lake trout. I was really sweating when I pulled that big fillet out there, and I'm thinking,
like,
this
oh,
is
no.
not going to be good, and left it as a whole fillet, basted it with a honey and maple syrup glaze once every hour, and it came out absolutely fantastic. So
speaking of Meat Eater, did you see that Stephen Ranella was here?
No.
He was in Eden Prairie.
Minnesota.
He wrote a book for kids, so he was there doing a signing. Friend of mine posted a picture of him with Stephen Ranella, and I was like, well, how cool. And somebody in the comments said, can't believe you stood in that line. And he responded with how long he was in that line. Can you take a guess?
3 hours.
Yep. He waited 3 hours.
No way.
Yep, 3 hours to get an autograph and a picture. And I would have done the same thing if I would have known. Just saying. I'm a big fan of Stephen Ranella.
Okay, well, apparently you're not a big enough fan.
Apparently,
you need to step up your game.
I know. I totally missed out on that opportunity. So if you went to Eden Prairie and you got your book signed, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Either you're too much of a fan to wait in line 3 hours. there is something to be said where there's a point where you just go,
that's
no,
enough, yeah.
Not enough. No, it's way too
3
much.
Hours would be the max.
Well, tell you what, hang tight. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the big trap shooting event that went on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the outdoor brands that are contributing back to the environment. Stay tuned. Be right back. Hey, everybody, make sure you check us out on Facebook. And, of course, where else do we find us?
The ValleyOutdoors.com.
That's where we will be. Lots of cool stuff there. Check out anything you want to know about in the outdoors. It involves all the Department of Fish and Wildlife, whether it's Game and Fish or it's DNR, whatever the state wants to call it. You can see all those events, et cetera, and information coming
up. Yep, rules and regulations.
Click on the state. And
license info.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I, in fact, had to double check when I went fishing because I hadn't been in the water in Minnesota yet. And I had to make sure I did buy a 3-year license. So that was good. So
yeah.
Had to make sure of that. And so, yeah, that worked out pretty good.
I'm going to have to do a weekend pass in Wisconsin coming up here.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Always go to my family cabin on Red Cedar up in Birchwood.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I got to get a 3-day fishing license for the Wisconsin.
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 Yeah. That's going to be fun. I'm not sure what I'm going to do this weekend. I want to go fishing in the morning.
Before it's too hot?
Yeah, tomorrow. And then just today when I get done with the show, I'm hoping to get out before it starts to do whatever it's supposed to do. And, of course, watch. I'll be worried about getting off the water. The problem in fishing, and here's the one of the issues that comes up. If you haven't fished the river before, one of the issues of fishing the river, anywhere, if you're on the Minnesota side, you find in a quick hurry that you can be in deep trouble really fast because the weather will come over the top of the Minnesota side that you can't see because the bluffs and the hills mm-hmm. are too high. And by the time you see it, it's too late to get anywhere.
Yep. So might then as well just ride it out.
I think we need to go find a safe harbor somewhere. And that's so. But one of the advantages fishing the river is you can, and most rivers, you can launch where or nearby where you want to fish. And it makes it simpler. You don't have to burn as much gas.
Right. But everybody's trying to get off at the same time, too. And it's great. It's great.
That's another thing that was really entertaining about last weekend. The launch ramp etiquette.
Watching that, yeah.
You know, if you launch your boat, don't leave it sitting in the line for launching boats. Move it to the opposite side of the dock. No matter how you do it, don't make somebody else have a bad day. It happened 3 times while I was watching it happen. 3 times. And they put their boat. Somebody's standing there holding onto the boat where you would launch your boat. So you had to wait for the person to go park their boat, get out, forget something, grab it, and then they walk back down to the dock, and then they proceed to sit in the boat and get life jackets on. This is what happened. Getting their life jackets on. I gotta put this in the boat. It was 10 minutes. I timed it. 10 minutes they let the boat sit in the line for the ramp.
Right. Like, no, get out of the way from
just however you need to move it, just move it. If you're going to launch if you're going to pull your boat out, pull it to the opposite side. If you pull it on the beach there in the sand beach, if it's a sand beach, or you're tied up to the dock the opposite side, if somebody's there, just wait or drop somebody off at the dock, have them go get the truck, and then it's chop, chop, chop. But don't park your boat, leave it tied up where everybody's trying to launch. It screws the whole thing up.
Yep, just don't do it.
And bad weather magnifies makes it worse, that, yeah. Which is really frustrating. So, but, well, cool story that I saw online. It involves what outdoor brands give back to wild places and wildlife.
Ooh, I hope all of them. In a perfect world.
In a perfect world. Giving back to the great outdoors doesn't have to ding the wallet directly. Shop these brands and help contribute toward conservation and conversation, both. So we'll start right off with it. The Outdoor Industry Association, according to these guys, they're the ones that have worked with and helped increase the outdoor recreation by more than 7 million people from 2019 to 2020. That's a lot of new people in that landscape area and helps them buy equipment. Here's some of the leading outdoor brands that are fighting for conservation and wildlife spaces. They broke them into 4 categories. Category 1, rivers. Category 2, ridges. Category 3, rides or vehicle manufacturers that people are using in the outdoors. And drinks or beverage companies.
Okay.
So rivers, striving to protect our waters and restore fisheries. Sims. Sims repurposed bag made from discarded waders. Sims also does that. Pandemic put a sense of place into perspective for Sims. Based in Bozeman, Montana, I've toured the facility. It's pretty crazy. It's awesome. They're partnering with Trout Unlimited Home Rivers Initiative to protect home water, the Gallatin River. $250,000 commitment over 3 years. The staff is encouraged to request time off for boots-on-the-ground conservation efforts without having to use vacation days, which is cool. Started over a decade ago, Sims Wader Recycling Program is still going strong. You can earn a $50 credit towards new waders when you give your spare or spent pair to a retailer upon purchasing a new pair. That retailer sends the old pair to Sims. Sims then sends them to be recycled for repurposing as pouches and packs. But take note, it might be a few years before your pair is worthy of recycling, obviously.
Yeah.
Not only do we build our products to endure everyday use and abuse season after season, but we also build them to last, to limit what goes on in the landfill, which is a pretty cool deal. And next company, Orvis. I know them quite well. I have been touring the factory out in England and got to see the facility, which is pretty cool. Town called Nether Wallop, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of cool. They have decades deep in conservation initiatives, which have generated millions of dollars for our natural resources. The 5% for Nature program started 30 years ago and has funneled more than $20 million to various causes over the years, including the fight against pebble mine in Bristol Bay, that's in Alaska, the Everglades in Florida, and Angling for All, started by Brown Folks Fishing. So pretty cool deal.
Mm-hmm.
Gill, if you're familiar with Gill, it looks like G3, but it's Gill Fishing. The Gill Fishing Women's White Sand Jacket is made from 100% recycled polyester. Gill Fishing is not only focusing on sustainability for their products, but also in packaging. Its plant-based water-repellent fabric and plastic bottle-derived yarn transform into durable foul-weather apparel rather than displaying the gear on plastic hangers. Gill Fishing packs the gear in recycled bags.
All right. Lots of recycling. That's good.
Alpaca Raft. It uses American raw materials when manufacturing the pack rafts to decrease their carbon footprints. And Alpaca approach is simple. Operations are powered by solar energy. Staff reduces single-use bottles by refilling the cleaning supplies and so on and so forth. They continue to recycle scrap materials for repurposing as tote bags and wallets. Core Cases. This is the Ridges program. They put public access and wildlife conservation first. They donate a percentage of their sales to conservation organizations such as Ducks Unlimited, REMF, and Core Cases. They launched in October. They do more with less. Instead of making a case for each gun, Core makes one case for all guns. The interior can be formed and reformed, which is pretty
cool. That's cool.
Cool. Mm-hmm. The bags cushion the barrel instead of clothes wedged around your firearm. Core is new, but already has plans to give back 1% of the gross sales going to a nonprofit that helps protect the natural resource. We didn't want to limit ourselves to one conservation group. We'll accept customer input and support for their efforts by donating quarterly to Ducks Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Foundation, Wild Sheep Foundation, and others. Gunner is another one. And Ducks Unlimited, strong relationship. They give back by matching what you give. Add Ducks Unlimited donation to your cart in $1 increments when you buy a Gunner kennel for your bird dog, and Gunner matches your money dollar for dollar. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Onyx Hunt, focused on public lands. It's one of the top outdoor gear companies working to increase public access to wild spaces. It puts the money where the maps are, the app that layers topography and navigation. You should check this out because this Onyx is cool. O-N with a capital X, Hunt. It's a topography map that you can have on your phone. There's over 150,000 acres of public land and building 150 miles of trail by 2023. So far, they've helped secure and improve 58.4 thousand acres of access. So they're really working towards that. Their access and stewardship grant program opens in August as well. Then you have Thor Industries. They're doing a big thing as well. Thor has launched Pickup America in their trailer company. Airstream, same thing. Decrease emissions and replenish lost habitat. They're working at being carbon neutral. And Toyota, they have 17 new monarch butterfly pollinator garden sites across North America. So they're giving back to that. And they're managed, actually, by Toyota employees. Jumping to beverages. I think everybody's been waiting for the beverage part. Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey. They donate directly to habitat conservation every year. It sends up to $100,000 of its sales to habitat protection and sustainable fishing. The give back includes abandoned mine cleanup in places like Colorado, Animas River, and water quality improvements in the south. Hydro Flask, they're encouraging customers to reduce single-use plastic and help contribute to the trail maintenance. That's their goal. And they've also distributed more than 60,000 reusable water bottles in place of single-use plastics. Last but not least, 10 Barrel Brewing Company. A portion of Real Good Summer Ale profits are donated to Trout Unlimited. I'll close with cheers to 10 barrel. A portion of these five beers are donated to the following organizations through their campaign. So they have several beers that they contribute. So Hazy Trail IPA goes to Outdoor Alliance. Nature Calls, that's again, these are all beers, goes to the Conservation Alliance. Profuse Juice is the Surf Rider Foundation. Real Good Summer Ale, Trout Unlimited. And Pray for POW goes for Protect Our Waters. So cool stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
It's nice to go back to the outdoors. And speaking of go back to the outdoors, we're going to go back to a commercial, and we got some stuff coming right back. Stay tuned, guys, because we got a big announcement. It's going to be in this last section. Going to want to be here for it. See you. I'll be back.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, Ava, when you end on a plus note of the giveaways like that, it's kind of, how they give back to nature. It's kind
of
cool.
Absolutely. Make sure you support these companies because they have the right interests in mind.
I would agree. Well, we might as well get the announcement out of the way, don't you think?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it. So we've teased it a couple weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks, I think. And here is the announcement. We officially, the Fish With Us contest, it's changed venues. It's going to be cool. I'm excited. We're going to be going to Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins, chance to fish with us. It's simple. How do you register for this? Online, starting July 1. And at thevalleyoutdoors.com, and simply wait for your name to be called. We're giving away a trip to four individual people. It's a trip, one person. That's all you get. You don't get to bring somebody with you.
Right.
Four people. That includes lodging at Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins and fishing the waters of Loon Lake in Ontario, Canada. John and Don and I, we are going to be there with a couple other friends, and we'll be on the trip September 16th through the 21st. Spend the day with one of our hosts. That would be me, Don, or one of the other two guys, searching for walleye, crappie, and bass, and I think pike too we'll be playing with. We'll be doing a walleye seminar. There'll be contests for prizes throughout the trip. Again, register at thevalleyoutdoors.com. And we'll announce a special, I think, sponsor maybe being announced next week too.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That'll be kind of cool. But it's going to be cool. July 1.
It's when you can start.
Look for it. It'll be
registering.
Yep. That's when you can start. And you can register every day if you so choose to.
It greaters your chances, doesn't it? I believe it does.
It does.
The more you register, you can do it.
The more you play, the more you want to win.
Yeah.
Or something like that. The more you play, the more you can win. Or
something like that.
I don't know. It's easy. But again, it's awesome. It's going to be extremely fun. I'm looking forward to it. And the Lake Waterfall Cabins, just look it up.
You guys always have such a good time. I'm excited for you guys to go again.
Yeah, we do.
When is the trip again?
September 16th through the... You had to do that to me, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
September 16th through the 21st.
Okay. Yeah, so if you've got that week open.
Or make it open.
Yeah.
Make sure it's...
If you win, I think you would clear your calendar. I think that you would be like, hey, listen, I want a trip to Canada to go fishing, so I'm going.
Yep. I'm calling in sick.
Something like that.
That's the best way to do it in my mind. That's all I can say about that. And that's all I got to say about that.
That's all you got to say about that.
Hey, in the last year or so, we've had some conversations about tournament issues and things that have come up with cheating that we had the walleye tournament.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
That was a sad deal. Recently, last week, I have a friend of mine that was in this tournament, actually, a North Carolina Blue Marlin fishing tournament ended in controversy after a 619-pound catch was disqualified. I'll really credit brief summary of this, but the Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament in Moorhead City, 619-pound fish was disqualified after a review, after deliberation and discussion in the Rules Committee and the Board of Directors with biologists from both North Carolina, and that would be CMAST and the Marine Fisheries biologist, as well as IGFA, which is the International Game Fish Association. It determined that the Big Marlin from the boat Sensations is disqualified due to mutilation caused by a shark or other marine animal. It was deemed that the fish was mutilated before it was landed or boated and therefore has to be disqualified. And the crazy part about that is it was $2.77 million to the winner. The boat was Sushi. They took it home and they only had a 200 and some pound fish. In comparison, I'm sorry, no, 484 pounds versus 600. So it wasn't even a close scenario. 271 boats competed in it. And yeah, anytime
that's a lot of boats.
Yeah, so they came in, they had the fish, thought they were going to win, and then they had big chunk out of the side of the fish. I looked at it. So if you want to look it up, you can look it up online to see the size of this marlin.
And it was still alive?
No.
I was going to say.
No, it's not. That's a catch kill. It's a one fish tournament. So,
yeah,
but yeah, it's a, talk about frustrating. That's a life-changing catch without question. And, they've had those decisions before and they made the same call. So kudos to those guys. Big deal. Kudos to you guys for listening to us. And we will be back next week and we'll be having the same fun old time for Ava, myself, Don, We're the Valley Outdoors, and we are out.